Yesterday we were in the middle of discussing the sounds of the shofar and the various halachas. We discussed that min ha-teira, you need to blow tkiyah, teruah, tkiyah. But because we three times. But because of the extended golus, the chachamim people forgot what is the definition of a teruah. Is it what we call shvarim? Is it what we call teruah? Is what we call shvarim teruah together, like we discussed yesterday at great length. So therefore, we blow all of them. Now, we blow, like we were discussing before, Musaf, which is the main tkiyas. They're called tkiyas meyushav. We learned why they called tkiyas meyushav, the sitting tkiyas, because for those tkiyas, technically, everybody is allowed to sit, except the one that blows the shofar. He is supposed to stand out of respect to the community. Everybody else for the brachos have to stand, and then technically they could sit down. But as we mentioned, the custom is today that everybody stands for tkiyas shofar. Now it also says in halacha that for tkiyas meyushav, which are the ones that we blow before musaf, the custom is to blow from the place where you read the sefer Torah. So you blow from the shulchan, from the bima, is where you blow tkiyas meyushav. Tkiyas meumad, even though most places the custom is also to blow it from where you're laying the Torah, but nevertheless, technically, the Kiyas Me'umad you can blow from anywhere. Whether it's in the Kriyat Shmon Esrei or in the repetition, technically you can blow it from anywhere, but again, most places the custom is that they blow it from the Bima. There's another difference also between Kiyas Me'umad and Kiyas Me'yushav. The ones you blow during Musaf and the ones that you blow at the beginning. And that is, when you blow Shvarim Teruah, do you blow Shvarim Teruah in one breath together, or you blow Shvarim, take a quick breath, and then blow the Teruah? So in other words, do you go tu 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 tu, or do you go tu 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 tu? Do you stop between the Shvarim and the Teruah? So because of different opinions in halacha what to do, so halacha says you make a compromise. By tkiyas meyushav, by the tkiyas you blow before musaf, you're supposed to blow them together. Shvarim Teruah in one breath. If somebody didn't, they're still yaitzit. They don't have to re-blow. Chatchila, you try to separate between the Shvarim and the Teruah. I mean, to blow them together. Well, the pause basically is because you're starting Teruah. It's not, but the other time, you actually take a breath to separate between the Shvarim and the Teruah. By Tkiyas Me'umad that they blow when the Shmoneh Esrei quiet and the repetition, so then you actually stop between the Shvarim and the Teruah with a quick breath, and then you continue blowing the Teruah. Now, just to mention something, and really this is more applicable to the one that blows Shofar, or to the one that stands next to him. The Tkiyah has to be as long as the Teruah of that set, which means, by the first set you blow, what's a Teruah? We said, because we don't know, we blow Shvarim Teruah together. Now, Shvarim is minimal, three, not very short blows, three short blows. And then Teruah has to be minimal, nine little blows. In other words, it has to be like this. The Shvarim, each Shvarim of the three, Tuhu, 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 each Tuhu has to be minimally the length of three Teruahs. Of the tututus. Now, if you make a shvarim too long, then it becomes a tkiyah, which is no good. So you have to make it not too short, not too long. You have to know, so to speak, how to guide it, that you don't blow it too long or too short. Besides that, the tkiyah of that set is supposed to be as long as the shvarim truah together. Because that's the truah of that set. So you have to blow a long tkiyah that should be as long as, at least, as long as the Shvarim Teruah together. Then you blow the Shvarim one, the Teruah one, you know, all those, that's done for the person that blows. Now, when you blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, this is always announced in the shuls and nobody listens, as always, and that is, ideally, the brachas that you say at the beginning of the Shofar blowing go for all the Shofar blowing that day. That means, for the quiet Shmoneh Esrei blowing, for the repetition Shmoneh Esrei blowing, it all goes for all those blowings. Therefore, halacha says, preferably, people should not talk from the shofar blowing before Musaf until the end of davening at the end of Musaf. Meaning, ideally, b'chol, you shouldn't talk in shul, especially during davening. Never. But especially by tkiya shofar, because the shofar blowing is going all on that same bracha that you said before Musaf, and therefore, ideally, people should not talk during Musaf until the shofar is ended at the end of Musaf. Now, things pertaining to davening, you're definitely allowed to talk. Number one, you daven. You could say tillim, you could daven, you could announce pages, you could do those things pertaining to davening that you need to do. But then to talk, just regular things, are not supposed to be done from the beginning of shofar blowing until the end of the shofar blowing. Now, it's interesting, when you blow shofar, you could blow either out of the right side of the mouth, or you can blow on the left side of the mouth. Now, possibly, both are kosher, as long as you blow it correctly. The Chatchila says you should blow it on the right side of your mouth. And there's two reasons for that. One reason is because right is more important than left, which, according to that reason, if somebody's left-handed, they blow on the left side of the mouth. But there's another reason why you blow shofar on the right side of the mouth. Because there's a pasuk that says, Hasatan eimed al yaminei. The Satan is standing on the right side. So the whole concept of shofar is to get rid of the Satan. So by blowing shofar on the right side of the mouth, that's where the Satan is, so to speak, so you get rid of it. Based on that reason, even if somebody is left-handed, or left-mouthed, I don't know what that means, but left-handed, you blow on the right side of the mouth, and that's the minig. The minig is even a left-handed person blows on the right side of the mouth. Now, an interesting halacha is, what happens? Here's a shofar, so... Now, you need to blow. A shofar has a narrow side and a wide side. Okay? Now, we know, just practically speaking also, you need to blow on from the narrow side of the shofar. What if somebody has a big mouth, and a lot of people do, and they want to blow from the right side of the shofar? They want to blow on the right, wide side of the shofar, so it's no good. Why? Because the pasuk says, min hameitzar karasi yudke, out of the depths, out of the narrowness, I call out to Hashem, answer me, b'mercha, from the broad side. So therefore it says in Halacha, you must blow on the narrow, on the smaller side of the shofar. If for whatever reason it is, you have not a big shofar, let's say, and it's possible to put the bit wider end in the mouth, you're not yet to the mitzvah, you have to blow again. What?
What about when people put their hands, put their hand on the side of
their... Just to hold it.
There's no reason why they put their hand...
When you want to go... What are you supposed to do? There's no... Some people go like this. Some people go like this. Some people just go like this.
It doesn't matter.
No, it's just whichever way you're able to blow better. Some people... But I'm saying some people hold the shofar here. Some people hold the shofar here. That's only what you're comfortable with.
Okay.
Huh? As long as you blow.
As long as they blow. I'm saying they're not changing the sound.
No, that doesn't say change the sound where you hold the shofar. How you put it on your lip will change the sound.
Does it have to touch your lips?
Yeah, the shofar has to touch your lip. If there's anything separating, for instance, what happens if somebody wants to put a gold ring, let's say, around it to beautify the shofar? They want to put a little gold plating by the mouth. You're not Yetzer. The shofar must touch your mouth. And even if you're able to, let's say, keep it, let's say, half an inch away from your mouth and somehow, I don't know how, but somehow blow that it's going to, it's also no good. The shofar must touch your mouth and the lip, in other words, and the actual shofar must touch the lip. If you have a covering, it's no good.
Other than for practice, could people use it as an instrument? Year-round?
Yeah, year-round you could use it. It's not a great instrument, I mean.
But I'm just saying, it's not something that's...
A shofar itself doesn't have holiness to it. In other words, when you finish with a shofar, you could throw it out. If your shofar is on the floor, you don't have to go crazy. It's not a holy object. If it has ornaments here on the outside, not where the mouth is, it's fine. That's not a problem. But not where the mouthpiece is, because it has to touch actual the mouth. Well, I've never seen yet a shayfer that's gold plated or silver plated. Huh? I've never seen it. Maybe it exists. But you have, you know, the curly shayferes and whatever type of shayfer, it's kosher. It does say that the shayfer should go upward. There is a concept of shayfer going up. There is such an inyan up in Kabbalah that a shayfer show up, but that's anyway usually the way it is. Anyway, that okay. Now, what happens if somebody is outside shul? Now, let's put it this way: the one that blows has to have in mind, because mitzvah need kavana, mitzvah need intent. So the one that blows the shayfer has to have in mind that he wants to fulfill everybody's obligation. The one that's listening to shayfer also has to have in mind that he wants to do the mitzvah. So therefore, what happens if a guy is just blowing shayfer, not because he wants to blow shayfer, he just wants to toohoo, whatever with it, or just to sound like a cute instrument. You're not yaseh the mitzvah to hear shayfer. You need to have kavanah when you blow that you're doing it for the mitzvah. The listeners need the kavanah, the intent that they're doing it to listen to the shayfer. So what happens, Halacha says, if somebody's blowing shayfer in shul, and the guy is standing outside shul, that the blower didn't even see him. He doesn't even know he exists. He's just walking outside shul, the windows are open, and he hears the shayfer. So the din is, your yaitzah. You fulfilled your obligation. Why? Because when somebody blows in public, they're having in mind that whoever, they don't have to have in mind every person in shul, whoever wants to hear the shayfer, and whoever is hearing it, is fulfilling their obligation through the one that's blowing it. As long as the person listening, then the yaitzah.
So that person can be across the street as long as they hear the shofar.
As long as they hear the shofar. And they have in mind, by the way, even if they miss the brachas, by the way. Let's say they just happen to walk by and all of a sudden they hear the shofar. They didn't hear the brachas, they fulfilled the mitzvah properly.
Question. This guy here is not blowing in his, he's blowing in the school, but he's practicing.
Then they're not yaitzah.
The person
in the street is not yaitzah. He's not blowing as a mitzvah.
They need to know whether what he heard outside.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the person next to him that's not yaitzah?
Yeah.
He has to be married. A single guy can blow the shofar or not?
As long as he's a Jew, male, over 13.
No, I'm
saying. It says that the chazan should be one that's older and married and has kids and has to worry about making a living and all those types of things. But the shayfer, the blower, you know, as long as he's a very religious Jew who knows the halachas, you know, he blows properly. That's all. What?
You have to have a hat though. A black one.
As long as you have a black hat, it's enough. You don't need, but not like that. Not that type of hat. That's questionable if it's good. Huh? Yeah. Okay, but anyway, again, this. In fact, there's a whole discussion in halacha. What happens if you? There's two places to go to. A place that you can listen to shayfer, or a place where you'll be able to daven with a minyan. What's more important? The bottom line is shayfer is biblical. It's a biblical mitzvah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah to listen to shayfer. So that comes precedence over everything else. So therefore, a person would have to, go to a place where there's a shayfer.